Okay, how's everybody doing? Good, 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 good. Young people, this is the best time in your lives, believe it or not. It's good to be young. So many things going on. Tonight, I want to call your attention to something that if you get it, God will do miracles in your life. It's your choice. It's your choice. I want to talk to you regarding a critical, critical enemy in your life. As a young person, you have so many dreams, so many good things. You want to become somebody, you want to do something, you want to go to study, you want to do so many different things. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But I just want to encourage you tonight to focus on a couple of things. This morning at soccer camp, I was sharing with the guys, look at your hand. Are you your hand? Weird question, huh? No, hand is part of me. Is your legs, are you your leg? No. Are you your eyes? No. You are very unique. Are you your heart? The heart pumps, does its own function without even realizing. No. Pay attention. Are you your mind? What's going on in your mind? Consider a river. Thoughts, good and bad thoughts, flows through your mind. All kinds of things. Are you your mind? Focus. Walk with me. A baby is born. Baby has eyes, ears, everything, and a mind. And the mind has a function, produces thoughts. How many of you have an iPhone? Or laptop? Okay, good. You manage the phone. You manage your emails. You look at the list of all emails that comes in. You delete this one. You delete the other ones. You save this one. You get rid of the other one. You manage it. Did you know you and I are supposed to manage our mind, the thoughts that comes, travels through our heads? A baby records everything. See, our mind stores information. Everybody's mind. We store God's word in our mind. We store science in our mind. History. Anything that you learn, you store it in your mind. The reason they call the iPhones smartphone is because it pops up advertisements. It may catch your eyes. You click on it. Guess what happens? They send you more advertisement, more and more and more, till you buy that item. Smartphone? Let's say you're shopping for a skirt, you're shopping for a pants, you're shopping for shoes. The smartphone figures out what you're looking, and it multiplies it. Did you know our thoughts has all of these things records in it and sends a message up? Oh, who is that young lady over there? Who is this guy? What is this problem? I don't like that guy. The message keeps pops up in our head. If you're not aware, we click on it. Guess what it does? It takes it to the next level, and the next level, and the next level, and the next level. So, all of that said, you change. I change. Think when you were 3 years old. Then you were 6 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old. Now you're changing. As you get older, you keep changing. You keep changing. Everything changes. Science changes. Information changes. Sport changes. This group comes in, they get old, next group comes in, they get old, next group comes in. Everything changes except the word of God. Life, consider, is flowing. On your date of birth, you enter this life. On my date of birth, I entered at that point. But the life was going on. Every time that you and I, or any baby, or anybody is born, there's so much going on in the world. Let's say a baby is born 2 months ago. He was born into a world that there is a war going on. Russia. There is chaos going on in the United States. There's going on, but the baby has no idea. Baby is coming as part of this flow, and he just keeps going. This is the journey. He's headed out. Oops, sorry. So he goes through his journey. All kind of friends comes his way. All kind of teaching comes his way. All kind of ideology. All kind of politics. All kind of news, especially as a young person. You are bombarded with so many different things. Sometimes the enemy is not a friend or our neighbor. Sometimes it's our family member. Perhaps a brother. Perhaps a sister. A cousin. A nephew. Somebody will give us something that pulls us away. How do we learn what is good, what is wrong? The problem with the world right now is everybody has their own vision. They have their own standards. So according to their own vision and standards, they think this is right, this is wrong. And everybody's mindset is different than others. That's why there is debate, arguments. So, recognizing that our mind, its function is to produce thoughts, good, bad, everything. Just like your heart pumps, that's its function. Just our legs are there for us to walk, our hands to pick things up. But I am not any of these things. I'm the manager. I'm responsible for what's going on. So as you. So you are. You got to manage it. So, the word of God says in Book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 12. I'll just read it to you. Very simple verse. It says, who can understand his errors? Who can understand his errors? Remember, you and I, we have a lot of information in our head. We store a lot of Bible verses. I know kids that they memorize the entire Book of Psalms, they end up in drug addiction. I know kids that they went to Sunday school day and night, they end up doing wrong. Information is not good enough. You cannot become a good soccer player by knowing the laws of the game, by watching the soccer game. You do not become a soccer player at all. You don't become a football player by knowing the laws, by having the information. No, sir. You got to become a doer. You got to get on the field. You got to experience it. You got to test it. You got to learn. And you got to step up. So information is wonderful. Entire world have this information. It's wonderful. They say, we don't want it. We want to go our own ways. Just like you and I do when we're deciding what to do in our lives. Think for a second. Something terrible happened to you. What's the first thing we do? We panic. We scream. We say, Mom, help me. Or you call your friends. Or we seek all the avenues that we can. We forget about who God is. God is not in our first reaction. Very simple analogy. During the game, somebody tackles you. You get angry. You tackle back. He pushes you. You push him back. Because your emotion is in charge. Your mind is not in charge. Logic doesn't play all the time. Did you know the most important thing in life is your emotions? Your emotions, your feelings call the shots. Did you know your feelings is also part of you? As mind is part of you, but each one has different functions. We got to know that. It's called laws of life. Laws of life. How can you play a game if you don't know the rules? First thing you got to do in order to play any games, you got to know the rules. You don't need to know all of it, but you need to know at least few of it. Did you know the rules is lean not to your own understanding? In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Did you know that's the rule? Rule of life? Did you know that's not information? That's supposed to be something that we do without even thinking? But the smartphone, although it pops up advertisements and different things, your mind has a tendency to pop up negative, more negative than the positive. That's why the information that you store in your head doesn't pop up. You have to go dig it. You have to remind yourself. So, why does the Bible says, listen to this, in book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 12 to 13. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. We have a wound that cannot be fixed. That's the medical term that God is trying to get our attention. So the Lord is trying to tell us that something's wrong. Something's wrong. He said that 7,000 years ago, it never changed. In our lifetime, when we were born, from day one that we were born till now, we're changing. But the Word of God never changes. Society has come and gone. Great kings have risen in Old Testament, in different parts of the world. They killed billions of people to get wealth, to get power. What happened to Solomon's wealth, by the way, guys? God gave him the wisdom. As a result, he had all kinds of treasure. Imagine his temple. He built the temple of the Lord in 7 years, his own house in 14 years. Everything that he had in his house was gold and silver. What happened to all of that? He lived for 87 years or so. And then he looked back. Vanity. Vanity. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, thinking, looking back, he's like, what have I done? 87 years was gone. How old are you? 15, 14, 16? See how fast it's going? Before you know it, you turn 30. Before you know it, you turn 50. Before you know it, you turn 70. Before you know it, life, it just goes so fast. What stays is what the Lord is trying to get everybody understand. Out of all of you, if one or two gets the idea that your thoughts is not controlling you, you are in charge of that. If you practice that and just stand back and watch your thoughts, and you recognize it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to be surprised. You don't have to do nothing. Just recognize it. The pressure will go away from you, and it brings you close to the Word of God, because that's what God wants us to do. We don't let him. Our mind doesn't let us to get close with the Lord because of all these thoughts. Think about it when you woke up this morning. Think about it. And what time is it now? 7 p.m. How many thoughts did come to your head regarding the Lord? How many other thoughts did you have? Millions. You see? A lot of people, because of this mindset, they cannot sleep at night. They have to take pills. Some people, they get so stressed out, they gotta drink. They gotta get drunk. Some people, they get so stressed out, they can't manage their stress because of the mind is just working too hard. They gotta do all kinds of things. They don't know what to do. But yet, they have the Word of God. But they're far from it. The problem with our issues in life, always, anytime that you have issues that is holding you tight and you don't know what to do with it, is because you're walking away from the Word of God. If you and I knew how precious was the Word of God to a point that we would bring it into our thoughts and into our lives in reality. See, nobody knows what's going on in my head except the Lord. You know why you lie? If you say, I don't lie, you lie. And do you know why you lie? Because you're above the law. Thou shalt not lie. That's the law of God. But you and I, we lie because we're above the law. Because we can. Simple. We can. Why are you taking something that doesn't belong to you? Because you can. Because you're above the law. Do you see? Law of life. How can you play a game if you don't know the law of life? If the world would listen and follow one commandment of the Lord, this world becomes the most beautiful world that every ideologist and politicians and governors and governments, they're trying to create. But they think their way is better than God. So do we do when we have calamity? When something happens to us, do we go to the Word of God? Do we go to the Holy Spirit of God? Or do we go to our own solution? A soccer player plays 90 minutes. When you watch a soccer game on TV, it looks so easy. This guy passes to that guy, this guy passes to that guy, and all that. But in reality, every player in 90 minutes game does 7 miles of sprint. Suicide sprint. The reason is suicide because it kills you. Not so you suicide, you're going so fast, your body says, I cannot do it. They say, yes, you can. And they go. And then in meanwhile, they get hit. They get up and they go. 7 miles of suicide sprint. During summer camp, when I tell the guys sprint from here to here, if I ask them to do it 3 times, they won't come back next day. It's too much. But guess what? Some players, they learn to love suicide sprints. Guess what happens when they do that? Miracle happens. It's a choice. So many thoughts come in your head. So many different friends say, hey, let me give you a good example. This young couple got married. It's a true story. Young couple was in love. They got married. They had a baby. After a few months, one of the lady's best friend says, you know, I'm going to visit her. She goes to her house. Mark, she goes to her house. She says, does your husband bring you flowers? She says, no. And then she tells her friend, doesn't he love you? She says, I guess not. She says, wow, I'm shocked. And then she leaves. 3 hours later, husband comes home. Guess what? She's angry. And he has no idea why she's angry. You don't love me. You left me with a baby here and I'm doing... What? They get into argument. they can't control it because they get into arguments. Little by little, after a few months, they end up breaking up. This is a true story. This morning, I'll give you another example. At the camp, I asked the guy to do toe taps in 20 seconds. One guy came over and I said, guys, we're going to test this guy. Watch. Tell me how many toe taps he did. This guy says 55. That guy says 66. I said 78. And somebody else said 79. And then all of a sudden, I said 78 on purpose. It was wrong. I said it on purpose. This way I was testing them to see if they really counted or not. Guess what? The entire campers, they all said 78. Because I said it. I said, guys, 10 push-ups. Right, because you weren't paying attention. Right. Right? So the point I'm trying to make is this. If you're not careful what we hear, if you're not careful with what we think, if you're not careful with what we see, little by little, everything, it shifts us. It brings us to a decision that is going to hurt us. So, I want to tell you another Bible verses, and then we wrap it up. In book of Proverbs, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart above all things. Why does the Lord says guard your heart? A coach says, guys, you need to guard the goalkeeper. Every time the other team comes over, you've got to guard the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper cannot be left alone. Guard your heart. That's what God is trying to get our attention. Guard your heart. Why? Because everything, the first thing Jesus said, that what defileth the man, for out of his heart comes these thoughts, fornications, on and on and on and on. So, very critical that, guys, that you make a decision in life. Listen to me. You are making a decision, whether you admit it or not. Are you walking with the Lord? If you are, I guarantee you, you're blessed. I'm tired, really. I'm hurt. I'm tired. That's why every day at soccer camp, I talk to the kids, to all the players, regardless of their age. 5 years old, 40 years old. At night with the adults. Every day I remind them, walk with the Lord. Walk with the Lord. Because I'm tired of seeing so many kids life ruined because of wrong decisions, wrong friends. It's a lot of fun. That's what the devil does. The devil will entice you. See, the Bible doesn't make a mistake. In book of Genesis, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Same issue, we got them all. So when problem comes, who has the best solution? You, me, the devil, or the Lord? Guys, that's got to sink in. That's got to sink in. I got a problem. What do I do? Don't do anything. Sit. And that's one of the other reasons I told all the kids at 6 years old and older, and I said, guys, 20 seconds. Stand up. Don't think. Don't get distracted. Don't let the emotions get into your heart. Be still. 20 seconds. Every day you practice. 20 seconds here, 20 seconds there, 20 seconds there. It adds up before you know it. By the time you're 16, 17, 18 years old, just like when you were 6 years old, you learned to do the toe taps. Now you're 16 years old, you do 90 in 20 seconds. When you started, you did 10, 15. And it gets faster, you get better. Why? Because doing becomes being. And being becomes part of you. And so you've got to practice, you've got to train. The most important thing that you've got to do is this. The information that you have in your head, you've got to be a doer. You got to practice it. You got to catch yourself you're not doing it. Who can counsel you in your life better than the Lord? Who? Not your mom, not your dad, not my mom, not my dad. Although they can give me their views, believe me, learn to walk with the Lord in a way that is so real that you think on Him more and more and more. So you'll be blessed. It's your choice. Don't throw it away. Remember, you're not your thoughts. Your thoughts will come and go. Your thoughts will take you here and there. Let's go have fun. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's go do that. Just observe it. Is it the right thing? Your feelings. Listen, you know the definition of the Lord and God? What's the difference between the two? Lord is something that you listen to and you follow. Did you know you and I, we have a Lord, it's our feelings. We break the first commandment, we don't even realize it. We listen to our feelings all the time. That's where we make a mistake. That's where the power of God gets less and less. So when we need it, God goes silent. And then we get angry. We get angry at Him because He's silent. Because He's trying to teach us. He's a great coach. He doesn't come over here. He always puts us into most difficult time, most difficult places in life. Oh, I can name you millions of them. You don't know where your daughter is tonight. Oh, Lord, where is she? You know where she is. Well, where is your son? Where is your brother? Where is my dad? Oh, my word, there is a war going on. During the war, what is happening? Where is the bombs going to drop? I mean, you're going to be all kind of things. He brings you to those places to prove to you that He can turn the darkness into the light before you. He does it on purpose. He's a great coach. He wants us to learn. So when I go into, James was crazy when he said, brethren, when you fall into diverse temptation, count it joy, knowing that the temptation worketh patience and patience experience. You think he was crazy when he said that? No, because he learned. When he was 20 years old, he remembered that difficulty. And he said, Lord, what do I do? He brought him out. Oh, I got cancer. Lord, I got cancer. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Not to be scared. Lord, your will be done in my life. Help me to accept this sickness with all of my soul. Lord, help me. Guess what happens? Miracle happens. Look, we had a servant. Back my father was 4-star general. It was very common in that society, in our country, back home, that everybody served the country for 2 years, and then they would assign you to these generals' homes, and they served. We had a chauffeur, we had servants, we had all of that. This guy, every morning, he would go over there, what can I do for you today? My mom says, go get some bread. And he goes, get some bread. He comes back. My mom says, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you to get some milk. He goes back again. Gets the milk, he comes back. All day long, every day. Doesn't he have a life? Doesn't he have dreams? Doesn't he want to... Guess what? Listen. Yes. God is giving you this life. And He gives you the freedom. And He sets you free. And He wants you to do whatever you want to do. But He's standing there. He says, call upon me. And I'll walk you through it. We lose when we don't, when we're trying to do everything ourselves, and we're trying to keep the Lord to the side. And I've seen so many people lose, so many. I hope it's not you. I hope you make a decision that, you know, whatsoever, listen, it doesn't mean He's going to take the fun away from you. That's the lie of the devil. That doesn't mean you're going to be miserable. That's the lie of the devil. You're going to be the happiest. And you'll be filled with all your desires when you walk with Him. It's the exact opposite. Sometimes to help me to focus in the Word of God, I write the Word of God with my hand, letter by letter, from Genesis 1, and I start writing. It takes me 2.5 hours just to write one chapter. And then I'll go back and I translate it into Persian. It takes me another 2.5 hours. During that time, it's amazed. I'm amazed. All these voices come to my head. What are you doing? Are you crazy? Get up, go do something. Just go sit down, watch TV. Go get a Coke. Go sit down and go get something to eat. Go visit your grandson. Go do this. All these thoughts are coming in, and I'm trying to focus. Write the word of God letter by letter, commas by commas, period by period, so I can focus. And I can't. So it's not by you or it's not by me, but the willingness that, Lord, help me to focus upon you. And Lord, help me to walk with you. Help me acknowledge you in everything that I do. That's the choice that we have. Don't put that down. Okay? May the Lord bless you. I hope I didn't waste your time tonight. I hope you heard what the Lord is trying to speak to you about. Just ask for blessing and then I'm done. Oh, wow. Went over. Sorry, guys. All right. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to take a moment and thank you for this opportunity tonight. Father, I pray that everything was said was pleasing to you. We pray all of this in your precious name. Amen.